الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وإن تعدوا نعمة الله لا تحصوها إن الإنسان لظلوم كفار صدق الله العلي العظيم We were busy discussing this ayat with regard to the ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as we learned now also how important is it to ponder over the ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to enjoy any ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala we need to be existing. So Allah ta'ala has granted us existence. This is a very special favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Allah ta'ala granted us existence in the best of forms, insan. Then we explain that we should understand and realize insan is not just this outward body. Insan is the body and the reality of insan is our inside, our ruh, our soul. And accordingly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's ni'mat, Hazrat Mawlana Qari Tayyab sahab rahmatullah alayhi explained so beautifully that in this ayat Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is explaining to us that in one ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala there are unlimited ni'mats in there. That a person's mind cannot understand, you can't fathom, you'll get exhausted, you won't even reach the surface of one ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But our ulama have explained it so beautifully, Hazrat, according to how Allah ta'ala has created us, Hazrat says that we can, although the ni'mats are unlimited, we can't think of them, but Allah ta'ala has categorized the bounties, the ni'mats of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in two categories. As the body is made in two components, Allah has categorized the ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also in two categories. One is what we know, the zahiri bounties of Allah, the zahiri ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The outward ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which we will explain a bit on that. And one is known as the batini ni'mat of Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala. The internal ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Like the body, the outward body we see and we concentrate mostly on the outside, our outward body, and the internal, which is more important, that is just that we are unmindful about. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also has made the ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in such a way that one is the outward zahiri ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The zahiri ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, these are such ni'mat that you can see, you can feel, you can perceive, you see it all around. So generally, insan, with our weak-mindedness and our foolishness, we tend to measure our status, we tend to only look at the outward ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and tend to put our status, etc., our value according to the outward ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whereas if we just ponder and think, the outward ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are such that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made it freely available to all. That is, those who believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also, and those who don't believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also. Allah has made this outward ni'mat extremely freely available. And the outward ni'mat, as we explained, like our outward body, when we see our body, we are all concerned and worried. As Hazrat just explained us, myself, the biggest culprit, always want to be standing in front of the mirror and want to be smart and tidy. And I think that my value is according to my outward body, how I look, my clothes, what type of clothes I got on. And sadly today, that is our condition. That we measure our value and our status. That today I got the such expensive shoes I've got on. I've got such expensive clothing. Allahu Akbar. And look at the Ahlullah, the pious servants of Allah, how their tarbiyat was made from inception, from baby, from small. As a Shaykh Rahmatullah Alayhi, who we listen to his kitab so much, and as it is mentioned, Allahu Akbar, that the kitab that is read the most in the world is Qur'an-i Kareem. And after Qur'an-i Kareem, most probably it is said that Fazail-i Amal must be read the most in the world. And that kitab is so effective and it's so beneficial. It is mentioned if you just keep it in your home and you keep it by your bedside, even without reading, you'll get barakat from that kitab. And then if we read, and then not just as myself, just read and listen, and we don't pay attention, and we don't realize that from that kitab, Allahu Akbar, how lot of tarbiyat has been done in homes, how many homes has been changed, Allahu Akbar. Hazrat explained one beautiful incident that comes to mind with regard to the kitab, Ta'lim, that one person, he was a person who used to go out regularly in Jamaat, etc., but not paying much attention to his family, which is extremely important. Then one day he came home and his family told him that whatever our share we, and they were people, his daughters and his wife, just want to see TV whole day and just want to be engaged in all that. And then they told him that if you don't like this, that you do give us our share, and this house you give it to us, and whatever share that of your wealth that belongs to us, you give it to us. He was parishan. He didn't know what to do. He was so worried. He earned everything. He is looking after them, but they want to kick him out of the house. So he didn't know what to do. He went to Hazrat Ji Rahmatullah Alayh, and he said, Hazrat, what should I do? Then Hazrat explained that very simple. You don't have to worry. You tell them that 23 hours, 50 minutes you take for yourself. You can watch your TV, whatever you want to do. I'll pay for that. But just give me 10 minutes that we'll sit together and we'll have ta'lim in the house. In that 10 minutes, we'll read one to a hadith from Fazail-e-Amal. So they said, this is a big bargain. That 10 minutes we'll be prepared to give. So when they gave the 10 minutes, he says that not even 2-3 weeks time, they on their own, they decided to break the TV and kick it out of the house. So the ta'lim, Allahu Akbar, what a effect. And why it has got effect? The personality himself, as Hazrat explained so beautifully also, that if you talk from the tongue like myself, then it just goes to ears and it goes past the ears also. But when you talk from the heart, then dil par asar hota hai. Then that talk goes directly into the heart. And as we have heard, Hazrat hardly used to talk, but even with the pen, look at the effect of that pen, that it has struck the hearts of how many people, and how many people's lives have changed from a buzruk of our recent time, Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Alayh. So Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Alayh, the incident came to mind in his autobiography, Aap Biti, that myself, Allah give me tawfiq, we all should take our time to read our elders and our pious, how they grew up. His father never allowed him that he should wear a new pair of clothes. Father never allowed him to wear a new pair of clothes. Allahu Akbar. Then his mother was very desirous that at least my Zakaria, he has a pair of new kurta, etc. So quietly she told his auntie that take his measurement and make a kurta for him, make a set, I will pay for him. Mother is desirous to see her son always nice, and there is nothing really wrong with it outwardly, but see what tarbiyat, and this is very important. That we make, myself as parents, we make our own tarbiyat and we worry of our children. So Hazrat said that one occasion his mother made a beautiful set, got it ready by the tailor, everything. His father used to send him home once a week to go home and meet his mother and see for the necessities, etc., in the village in Kandla. When he went that day, that clothes were ready, that set of kurta was ready. And the mother told him, just put it on and let's see how you look in that. And without realizing, Hazrat happened to come that day home. And he came from the back door, and when he walked in, his eyes just fell straight on Hazrat Mawlana Zakariya Sahab Rahmat. He was a young boy, small boy still. And his eyes fell on him and he saw him with a new pair of clothes. That was enough. Hazrat gave him such a spanking and such a hiding, he says, my father gave me, that I made my near that day I'll never wear new clothes. But he said that spanking, what did it do in my life? That it made me realize that clothes never ever give you value. Your value is not in clothes. Because as Hazrat teaches us so beautifully, that if you think your value is in clothes,
And like myself, that we might think that I'm wearing a sunnat clothes, kurta also. But we want to wear that kurta that is fashionable, that kurta that is stylish. We're not wearing it with a niyat to tere mehboob ke shabahat leke aaye, to imitate a pious servant, to imitate Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We want to wear it that I must be noticed. Allah save me, all of us. So Hazrat says, from that day I realize that your value, and our Hazrat teaches us so beautifully, that our value is not in those things that are not part of us. Our clothes are not part of us. If you think your clothes is part of you, very valuable, then at night that means you're taking off your value, you're hanging your new kurta one side, or your suit, you're putting it one side. Now where's your value? You're putting your pyjamas on now. Now your value is in your pyjamas. So, and if you think your value is, okay, Maulana is talking of clothes. Clothes are small things. I got a new BMW, and this is the latest model. And my car today, Allah, but the cars are more expensive than the houses. So you rather sleep in your car than at home. Over a million rand, some cars you hear. And this is all how shaitan fools us. Allah Ta'ala says, وَمَا هَذِي الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا مَتَاعُ الْغُرُورِ. This whole world is just a box of deception. And to realize it even further, Allah Akbar, Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam simplified it even more, so that myself, and for just as Hazrat explained, we have to ponder and think of this. We just listen and we take it for granted and we take it lightly. But those people who had reality, and who could have had more reality than Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam? And how Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam to impress upon our minds. And those people, and this is what is called sohbat, with the company of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, see how this reality penetrated the heart of Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum. That now it came in their heart and they knew for not 100%, 1,000,000%, what Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says is absolutely true. That lokanati dunya tadilu inna Allahi janaha ba'uda ma saqa kafiran minu shirbatama. If the whole world is equal to the value of a mosquito in the eyes of Allah, Allah won't give one kafir a drop of water to drink. But we see the amount of wealth the kafirs have got, and that is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us, these outward ni'mat of Allah, that your house, your clothes, your cars, everything. Let me just first complete this incident here, that a person thinks that I'm driving a latest model car, so that is my value. I'm somebody. And like Hazrat explained, for me to learn that a person gets a new cell phone also, and now you got a new car. Now you're driving in style with your cell phone on you. Everybody must see your new cell phone, etc. Like one person just opened a new office, and the office was still getting ready, but he already had two phones there. It was still not connected. Had people came to sit in his office, and he already made like he's a big businessman. So he's picking up one phone and he's talking about this deal, and Allah, it's so much money and so much money. And the person that are sitting in front of him, they are getting impressed. And from this also we learn, don't sit in that company that you just get impressed and overtaken. While he's talking about big deals, there was a person knocking at the door. He said, "Well, can I help you?" He says, "Yes, I'm from Telkom. I came to connect your phones." So outwardly we get overtaken. So similarly, like that a person is driving the latest model car, and he thinks I'm Mr. Somebody. So Hazrat says, if you think you Mr. Somebody, then Mr. Fly also came in your car. So Mr. Fly, he is more valuable than you, because he's chauffeur driven. You driving the fly around. And the fly doesn't have to maintain that car also. And that fly doesn't have to just think. And similarly, if you think that a person who flies on the water, who flies in the air, he is a big buzzard, then don't be fooled with that also. Because a mosquito also flies in the air. So go and say, "Master Mosquito, please make me bath, you are very big buzzard." So Allah Ta'ala is reminding us through our beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that the whole world put together, and there's more explanation in that, there's no time for that, but the whole world, we just have to ponder and think of this. the reality shouldn't be too late that when we go into the qabr, as Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in another Allahu Akbar, a beautiful hadith explains that when we see the outward bounties of Allah, the outward things, our cars, our clothing, our money, etc., and we measure our value according to that, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, لَوْ أَنَّ لِإِبْنِ آدَمْ وَعَدِيَ مِنْ ذَهَبٍ, that if a person bought one whole valley of gold, and it is much more sufficient for him, but go and ask him, is he happy? He says, no, I got quite the bird, but I just need one more valley. My son now, he is ready, I want to set him up in business. And Allah gives him another valley of gold, or another shop, for example, a gold mine. And ask him after a year, how's it? Say, things are okay, but I need another shop just for my other son. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, وَلَيْ يَمْلَا فَاوْ إِلَّا تُرَابٍ. If you don't realize while you have got life, that all these things, Allahu Akbar, our Dada Shaykh Hazrat Shah Hakim Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah Ali teaches us so beautifully and taught us so beautifully that if this dunya ever had value and this was your value, then did you ever see that Allah Ta'ala told Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam that this poor man, he worked 24/7, his fingers till the bone, every morning he's in his business. After Fajr, he comes home late at night and he strives so much, and see, he bought this new BM. Now, it's time for his janaza, put his BM, what him in the cupboard. Never ever did it go. And even if it went, even if you put gold coins, in the earlier days, some people, they used to put some cash in the car, put a man on a beautiful suit and bury him with his suit, put some cash also. When one Jewish man saw this, that all this cash here in the grave, so he was there at the gravesite, he said, before you throw the sand in, just give me that cash, or I'll put a check in the grave. So those whose mind is like that, and as Hazrat taught us also, how we apply our mind. If we apply our mind in dunya, our mind will work towards dunya. If we just apply our mind little towards deen, Allahu Allahu Akbar. When Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Subhanallah, tamlau ma bayna as-samai wal ard. One Subhanallah. And that is what we learn. Ad-deenu yusrun. Deen is so easy. But shaitan makes it look very difficult. And dunya is so hard to earn. And so lot misery. And so lot depression. But shaitan makes it feel, no, dunya is everything. And you see a person working himself to the bone. And that is why Nabi Kareem Sawasam reminded us also that لا تكونوا أبناء الدنيا. Don't become the children of dunya, because Allah Ta'ala will make it such that as you going towards the dunya is going away from you. Allahu Akbar. Our condition is that we are the dunya is going away from us, we are going to akhirat is coming towards us. But we are like that 2-year-old child that you walking in front, but you looking at the back. And not just walking, they running with speed. He's running to the front, he's running in front with speed, but he's looking at the back. And not realizing he hits into the door and he's got a big dumpy. So we are going towards akhirat, but we're looking back to the dunya. And how much of the problems coming in our life, and then we say, Maulana, make a taweez. Maulana, I've got this problem. The problem to sort out also, you don't need any taweez. We have to make a firm determination that we turn to the direction we are going to. And this is what is called tawbah. Turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And come into the direction of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then see, as we learn so beautifully, that if you make your salah, you work on your salah, which is the most important ibadat. After iman, the most important pillar is salah. That is why all the mashayikh, here also mashallah, for how many years the cause of salah we learn, but we don't learn. Myself I'm talking of, we all should check our own condition. How many times we'll even read the kitab, but our salah is still the same, slap dash, and then we expect that, Mawlana asks you, why you were not there for this salah? Mawlana, I just had this problem in my business. When that is sorted out, you'll see me punctual for 5 times namaz. That is not the system of Allah. You sort out your namaz, Allah will sort out your dunya. But we putting the cart before the horse. that we think if my dunya gets sorted out, then I'll attend to my deen. No, Allah Ta'ala has taken the responsibility of our rozi. And not only our responsibility, وَمَا مِنْ دَابَّةٍ فِي الْأَرْضِ إِلَّا عَلَى اللَّهِ رِزْقُهَا. Allah Ta'ala, so to say, has taken it further upon Himself to feed every creature on the face of the earth. And that is also a different subject. How mind-boggling, how Allah Ta'ala is feeding everybody. And in some insan, Allahu Akbar, every creature, for example, has got one diet. All life is only eating that one diet. Insan, we got a variety. We say variety is spice of life. We enjoy the variety of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But like our Dada Shaykh Hazrat Shah Hakim Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah used to say, my condition is that, I'm talking of my own self, that hum khate Rahman ki, enjoy the beautiful food of Allah, lekin gaate shaitan ki. But we're playing the tunes of shaitan. We are looking at our car's value. I'll just end off with one, two incidents with regard to this outward ni'mat. Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has given one beautiful usul. That Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, as far one very important usul in dunya, if you want to progress, that as far as your outward ni'mat are concerned, then as far as, in other words, the ni'mat that are restricted to dunya, it's going to remain behind. So the outward ni'mat of this dunya, what Allah blesses, you also, kuffar, those who don't believe, how much Allah has given them also. So the outward ni'mat, as far as that is concerned, if you want to benefit, always look at those people that are less fortunate than you. If you look at those that are less fortunate, you'll have no time to complain. And just one incident, and so today is Jummah, time for dua, so we'll try and end off on this incident. Sheikh Saadi Rahmatullah Ali, very great buzurg, but he was still a young boy, 10, 12 years old. And we know young children, and forget young children, Hazrat teaches us that tum bachpan ho gaye, abhi bachpana nahi gaye. You 55, 60, you also like a young boy. Today we see big people going out for Eid shopping, and their whole day goes in Eid shopping, not whole day, whole 2-3 days. And before Ramadan, what big balls of shopping. Sadly, Ramadan time, I hope it's not carrying on still, that people go for shopping, no roza that day. That no, we're going to get tired, Aliyazubillah. So we are worried of our Eid clothes before time. So anyway, Sheikh Saadi Rahmatullah Ali was a young boy growing up in a poor house. He didn't have shoes to wear. So he asked his father, is Eid day coming also? I need a pair of shoes. Abba was poor, he couldn't afford old shoes, forget new shoes. So he tried to pacify him and said that we'll get for you shoes. He didn't tell him directly, we can't afford. But a child is a child, he felt hurt that my father, he can't buy for me shoes, and now he's walking barefoot to the masjid. But look at the inspiration he took. While walking to the masjid, he saw a person without feet. Then he started telling himself, Saadi, what is your problem? That you are worried of shoes, this man has got no feet. So Allah Ta'ala give me, all of us, tawfiq and understanding to realize and understand the ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Make muraqabah about it. And thus we can never understand on our own. As we learn, Judge Akbar Allahabadi said, na kitabo se, na wazo se, nazar se peda, deen hotai buzurgo ki nazar se peda. Only in the company of the friends of Allah will this reality start striking us. And then if we start ponder, Allah will open it more to us. Allah give us tawfiq and understanding.